Look, it's good to be on the right side of the ball game and call ourselves a winner. We've been grinding. It's well known, and today we did a lot of things right. We didn't play a perfect game. We're always striving to play a perfect game, and we overcame some of the mistakes that we did make with more winning moments. That's why we won today's game. I think obviously it started with Matt Peacock, who was extremely effective and on the attack. I could just feel his fastball presence and his strike throwing ability. With getting down by a couple runs, the offense kind of kicked into gear. I think Marte's solo home run was a little bit of an energy boost for us. He had a couple big hits. He had the base hit with the bases loaded, scored a couple runs, got us playing from the right side of things. From there, it just capitalized. We continued to build innings, get runners on base, and Reddick, and with a bunch of really good approaches. Ahmed, with a couple hits. I know I'm forgetting other guys, but that had multiple hits, but it was just a well played game beyond a certain point. Carson with a couple hits. Glad that run is over. We're 1-0 today, and that's the thing that matters most.
Start off with Zach Buchanan.
Or just because we don't get to see it these days, can you describe just what the post-game clubhouse atmosphere was like?
I'm sure you guys can imagine what was going on in there. There's a big celebration. These guys have been waiting for 14 games, waiting for something like this to happen to where they can celebrate and be a part of something that they've been working hard for. So it was pretty intense. My office is across the hallway. I could hear it. I had a quick glimpse of the energy that was happening inside of there, and I felt that energy. And then I stepped away to let them enjoy it for themselves. But it was a pretty emotional moment for those guys, and they deserve what they did today.
John Gruder.
Yeah, thanks, Torrey. Could you take us through Marte's at bat just in the fourth, nine pitch at bat really seemed to make a difference? Did you see it that way, and how valuable was that?
Yeah, for sure. It was right man in the right spot, and we've had a lot of those moments that we haven't been capitalizing on. We had one of the best hitters on our team up there, just not giving in, grinding through some tough pitches, drove the count to 3-2, and kind of played that trap game, had that trap game mentality where the guy had to make a pitch, and whether it was soft or hard, I felt like he was ready and covering both sides of the plate. It's just a quality at bat by a quality hitter.
Thank you.
Kirsten Zuzel.
Hey, Torrey, you mentioned it a little bit, but just the length of the streak, how big of a deal is it just to get it off your back?
Yeah, I know I'm emotionally exhausted right now. Obviously, was feeling energized, and then when the third out was made, I was practically asleep in the dugout. It's just something that wears on you. You can't get away from it. You wake up thinking about it. You hurt for the players, and this organization is definitely not what we want to be known as. And we're a good baseball team. We shouldn't be walking into streaks like that. We know that. It's just about tidying up the little things that we did today, and we came out on the other side. So, emotionally, I'm sure these guys are exhausted, and we've been thinking about it for a long time to get over that hump and sit here saying we want a baseball game.
Torrey, did you just mean you just felt drained by that third out?
Totally drained. Totally drained. Yes, exactly. So that tells me I've been carrying around this extra baggage. That's what I felt come off of me.
Zach Buchanan.
Torrey, kind of along those lines of just the emotional journey of it. I mean, the last three games, you guys had a chance to win it in walk-off fashion, kind of fighting back. Just how much different would that have felt just to kind of win the game with one swing? Or kind of end the streak with one swing, I guess. It seemed like today kind of had innings to let it sink in.
We had some time to let it build up because we had a little bit of a lead. Yeah, I think everything is heightened when the game is on the line. I know that there was a situation with Cattell potentially would give us a chance to win a baseball game the other day and took some really good passes in extra innings. So that I know what you're talking about. I know exactly what you're talking about. I don't know if it would have been amplified or not. I just know this feels really good, and we need to keep building off of this day today.
Jack Summers?
A little bit of quick math. If you take out that third of an inning back on May 1st against Colorado where Matt gave up seven runs, I come up with 2.28 ERA in his other 27 two-thirds. And in this case, that number seems to represent how well he's pitched, whether starting or relieving. At this point, is it fair to say, let's just take the TBA away from his slot and say he's in the rotation?
I like your approach here. Good job on that. And we're well aware of that inning, and we know it was a clunker, and you know, young guys have those types of moments, and you know, you got banged around a little bit on that day. And I think he's been on a nice run, and he's recovering statistically from that day, but that I know is not his main objective. His main objective is to get the baseball when he's asked and keep us in ball games when he's starting. And we have certainly loved what he's done for us over the past couple starts. That will be talked about, and we'll go over that as a group to make sure that we're putting the best guys out there to help us win a baseball game. But it has been noted. We love what we see from Matt.
Just to follow up real quick, can you tell us about that conversation you had with him? It's kind of a long one at the top of the dugout steps there when you made the decision to pull him from the game.
Oh yeah, I just told him what a great job he did on a day when we really needed it. He stepped up and took the lead for us, and I was really proud of him for that. And look, these are teaching moments for these guys. And I just wanted him to absorb the impact of what he had done. The game was still well in the balance at that point in time. And for him to do what he did and block out all those distractions, I thought was something that I wanted to acknowledge. But we talked about a couple other situations, a couple other things, and just got my point across in a couple areas where I thought there could be some improvements.
Evan Thompson?
Hi, Tori. Going into today, with the bases loaded, the team was batting 167. And unless I miscounted, they went 5 for 6 today with a walk and 7 RBI. Yeah. What changed today?
It's a good question. We have consistently talked about approaches with men in scoring position since the start of the season. It's always an ongoing conversation. I think we talked about stubbornness in our area and not coming out of it. There's a time and a place to expand the strike zone, but with men in scoring position, you got to be pinpoint. And I think today we were pinpoint. Those conversations I know were had with the group today, but they've been had with the group for a long period of time. It's just we did our job today the right way. We need to continue to do that too.
Let's do two more here with Zach.
Sorry, I know it's a huge relief to get this win and put an end to that streak, but you guys clearly have a long road ahead of you just with the hole that streak dug. Just what do you tell the guys now that the monkey's off their back with the streak, but that it's still very much an uphill climb?
Yeah. I've told the group it's like chopping a tree, and that's going to be our mentality. You can't run under that tree and bend it and break it and knock it over in one day. But we got to take our axe and we got to keep pounding away at it, and that tree will eventually fall. That's the mentality we have. But each person that picks up that axe, grabs it, puts it in the most precise spot and does their damage to that tree every time they have the opportunity. And that I feel like should resonate with these guys. So it's definitely something I got in front of them and said.
Last one here, Nick.
Hey, Tori, did Rojas come out for any particular reason?
No, I just wanted to get Leyva on the field. I wanted to give him a little opportunity to walk off the field and shake hands. You know, those backup reserve types of players don't get a lot of chances, and I just felt like I wanted to get him on the field. So this had more to do with Leyva than it did Rojas.
Thanks, Tori.
Thanks, Chris.
Thanks, Tori.
The recording has stopped.